is the one thing you absolutely need to know today.
Look at it. Where?
Down there.
Must be.
The Big Splash! Brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
Well, it had been widely reported that Pat Casey, the Oregon State baseball coach, had made a trip to LSU. And in fact, I confirmed that with a source at Oregon State that said Casey, yes, was in fact on campus in Baton Rouge. Now the reports are coming out saying, you know, Casey's unlikely to be the next coach at LSU. I can confirm that he will not be the next coach at LSU. Pat Casey not going to LSU, probably not going anywhere. I'm told by sources at Oregon State that Casey's happy at Oregon State, and in fact, his son Jonathan is a big part of that. He's got, you know, obviously Jonathan, who is embedded in that community, has special needs, and I have talked to Pat Casey over the years about his son and the relationship he has with him. Just doesn't feel like Pat Casey really would leave Corvallis to go coach baseball anywhere else. Do I think he's itching? Yeah, but I think Baton Rouge is way too far from Corvallis for Pat Casey to give that serious run. A source at Arizona State tells me, and this has not been reported, that they also reached out to Pat Casey for their vacancy in their head baseball coaching search. Casey apparently not interested in going to Arizona State because he doesn't want to compete against Oregon State. I called Pat Casey for comment. He gave me a no comment on the record. We're supposed to talk later this summer. I'll get him on the show. But I am fascinated by the relationship that Pat Casey has with his son. Obviously, it's near and dear to me as a dad. Obviously, every decision that I make involves my three daughters top of mind. I'm not even kidding you. I'm building a chicken coop for my sister in her backyard. My daughters are over at my sister's house all the time. And as I'm building the chicken coop, I'm constantly thinking, don't have any sharp edges, don't have any... Why? Not for the chickens, but because I know my young daughters will probably be in that chicken coop. You're thinking about your kids all the time if you're worth a damn as a parent. So I think Pat Casey, no different than a lot of parents out there who are hyper-focused on their children. Also should be noted, Pat Casey making more than $600,000 a year at Oregon State under his current fundraising contract. So I don't think he's incentivized at all to go unless a dream scenario emerged, or Mitch Canham, you know, in a few years moved on and Pat Casey was still interested in coaching. So that is your big splash. Casey doesn't appear to be going anywhere, although there is an opening at Santa Clara, I'm told. And Mark Marquess, the former Stanford coach, is on that advisory committee. Renee Baumgartner, the former Oregon administrator, is the AD at Santa Clara. Bob DeCarolis, former Oregon State AD, is an advisor and fundraiser at Santa Clara. Just keep an eye on Santa Clara for Pat Casey. That's all I'm saying. But he's not going to LSU. You can bank that. And that is our big splash. Judah, Peter, kick that around. Pat Casey not going to Baton Rouge.
When you lay it out the way you just did, it makes all the sense in the world. 24 hours ago, I really thought he was going, to be honest. So that you're so well-sourced and you're so solid with people in the know. Man, I got to hand it to you. That makes a lot of sense. But when the initial report came out that Casey had visited LSU, I was like, that's it. Of course, it's a blue blood coach. He has the itch to get back into the dugout. It's a blue blood program. Paul Menary stepping down as soon as LSU's, you know, magical run ends. They're currently still in the super regionals. But the human interest side, that makes all the difference in the world, right? With Pat, 62 years old, I mean, the $600,000 at Oregon State, that's not too shabby either. That's part of the human interest angle in a way as well. And all those factors in play, it makes sense for him to stay here. But I love the Santa Clara angle too. Like, at least from a region standpoint, a move down to Santa Clara is not the same as a move down to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, and I'm told by a source at LSU that the agreement Casey had to visit, it was supposed to be nobody knows he's there. LSU didn't want anybody to know he was there. Casey didn't want to know, and apparently somebody saw him on campus. So, you know, you can't do that. I remember back in the day, I was working at the San Jose Mercury News, and the Oregonian called me. And, you know, I don't have the profile of Pat Casey, but they brought me up into the newsroom. I flew home. It was supposed to be a secret. Mercury News said, so you going to the Oregonian? I mean, like, that's just how news travels, I guess. Yeah. So there it is. Peter Sampson, what do you make of it?
Well, when the news first broke a few days ago, I thought, well, I guess it's not news, but I wasn't surprised at all. When he initially stepped down, we go, yeah, how long is this going to last? You know he's got some coaching left in him. Ultimately, though, I mean, his rationale for not going and staying makes sense. Of course, children top of mind. Making more than half a mil a year to be associated with your kids, that's not too shabby either, John.
Yeah, I kept thinking about that. I don't think it's all about money to Pat Casey, but think about the community in Corvallis, right? It's neighbors, it's friends. His son Jonathan is like an installment. Everybody knows him. I kind of feel like that community takes care of the kid. And, you know, I reached out to Casey and, you know, look, I've got a good relationship with Pat Casey. And I reached out to him and he said, look, I don't really want to talk on the record about this. And it just became evident to me that he's not going and that his son is a big, big piece of that. And I think people need to know that. I also think, like, if Santa Clara came calling, it might be more appealing, but that's still not Corvallis. It's still not home, and it's still not a community. All right, coming up, Sam Noyer. He's the new QB at Oregon State, transferring from Colorado to Oregon State. He's got an incredible journey. He's a kid that has just continued to fight. He's moved from quarterback to defense, back to quarterback, second team, all Pac-12 selection last season. Now he's with the Beavers. What did they tell him? Will he be the starter? Will he compete for starting snaps? Sam Noyer coming up, the newest quarterback at Oregon State. Leave it right here statewide. You got the bald-faced truth.